This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Lowen Epstein, filling in for Shannon Lukens. Two more head of cattle have died because of wolves in Rout County. It is confirmed on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. A bull calf is reported to have died on July 7th, and it was on the same South Rout Ranch as another wolf depredation on June 16th. Another heifer is reported to have died from wolves on July 10th. The ranchers in South Rout are reporting that it was close to McCoy. The switch over from Come and Go to Maverick gas stations continues in Northwest Colorado. The Come and Go on Jefferson Avenue in downtown Hayden closes this evening and will reopen on July 23rd. That's according to the Maverick website. There are three Come and Go gas stations in Craig. The Maverick website says the Come and Go at 700 East Victory Way closes tomorrow and will reopen on July 23rd. The Come and Go at 895 Yampa Avenue in Craig closes on Wednesday the 17th and will reopen as well on the 23rd. The date for the Come and Go at 1302 West Victory Way in Craig is not confirmed yet, but it could be at the end of this week. This year is the 22nd annual Seminars at Steamboat Springs, which brings public policy experts to the Steamboat Springs community. All seminars are nonpartisan and free to the public. Monday night's speaker is Andrew Seeley, the president of the Migration Policy Institute in Washington, D.C. He'll discuss the root causes of immigration issues at the southern border. That's 5:30 tonight at Strings. Find out more at seminars@steamboat.org. Auditions for the Steamboat Chamber Sings are this Tuesday and Wednesday. You can audition for all parts, but they especially need tenors and basses. The auditions are by appointment only at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Steamboat. Send an email to Vincent Lee at sonata55635@gmail.com. We've tallied the loot from yesterday's river cleanup in downtown Steamboat Springs. The highlight from our find is the important sensor that was washed away at high water that many friends of the Yampa and others utilize for real-time testing of water quality. Beyond this, the main trend is still that we find most trash in the river from Rich Weiss Park all the way through downtown, especially behind restaurants along the Yampa. Thank you to the 125 volunteers and the City of Steamboat Springs Parks and Recreation staff. We appreciate it very much. I'm Lowen Epstein, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access anytime at steamboatradio.com.